Here's a thought about the viewer's experience. The longer I'm involved in photography, the more I think this is one of the absolutely essential skills that all of us photographers need to have, is the ability to see with the viewer's eyes, to anticipate their viewing experience. If we get too hung up on what we're trying to do and we forget to look through our viewer's eyes, we may miss the forest for the trees, as it were. Here's a good example. I was just looking at a portfolio that included a number of different projects. It was a PDF, and they were like chapters. There was one project, then a second project, then a third project, but there was virtually no transition pages between the last page of Project A and the first page of Project B. There was just a jump, and it was disconcerting. It was disorienting. It was like, what's this picture doing in the middle of this project? Oh, wait a minute. This is a new project. So I suggested to the photographer that they needed to include some sort of transition page from the viewer's point of view to make the transition obvious. Maybe a title page, maybe a layout differentiation, maybe something in the background. There's lots of ways you can accomplish this. The important point is that it was necessary to accomplishment, or the viewer was going to have this jarring, disconcerting transition from one project to the next. So that's what I mean. It's important that we can see through the viewer's eyes. The photographer knew exactly what was going on with this multi-project PDF, and so the transition from Project A to Project B to him was perfectly natural. But to me, it wasn't, because I didn't know the work. And so therefore, I had this disconcerting, jarring sort of experience. So learning how to see through viewers' eyes is maybe one of the most important skills we can develop. Certainly ranks up there with camera controls and composition and all the normal things that we think we need to learn in order to be an artist. Empathized viewing is another skill.